You're with The Book Show on ABC Radio National. I'm Ramona Koval. Now to our off-the-shelf segment. American writer Jonathan Safran Foer says it was his encounter with the writings and life of an Israeli poet that first inspired him to become a writer and sustained him over the years to follow. Here he is with his story.
A book that's been tremendously important to me is Love Poems by the Israeli poet Yehuda Amichai. I was first exposed to him when I was spending a summer in Israel. This was after my second year of high school. And I'd never heard of this man before, and I was in a classroom with about 30 other people. It was the end of the summer. It was an extremely hot day, and I was really ready to go home, go back to America. And I had no interest in spending an hour with this person. But it was an hour that changed my life. I remember many of the things he said that day. As I found once I encountered his poetry, he speaks as he writes, goes right to the big things, and does so in a way that's entirely accessible and even conversational, while at the same time revelatory. And it was that afternoon, really, that I decided that I wanted to be a writer. In fact, I wanted to be a writer like him. That was the decision that I made. He came to my university a couple of years later, must have been about 4 years later, at which point I really had decided and had made steps to become a writer. And in anticipation of his coming, I made a little sculpture for him. It was in an old snow globe that I'd emptied out and refilled with various trinkets. I thought he would like it. I intercepted him on the way to his reading, and I said, "Hi, my name is Jonathan, and you won't remember this, but I met you 4 years ago in this small classroom in Jerusalem, and that afternoon really changed my life, and I made this little thing for you." And he opened it, and he seemed genuinely moved, and he said, "Thank you." And then he went to his reading, and I never spoke to him again. Our paths never crossed, and he died only a few years later. Fast forward about 8 years, and I was in Berlin, and this was shortly after my second novel came out, and I was doing an interview for an Israeli newspaper over the phone. And the journalist asked me, "Is there any Israeli literature, any Hebrew literature that you like?" And I mentioned Yehuda Amichai. And for some reason, I chose to tell the story that I just told you. It's the first time I'd ever shared it outside of my family. I'd spent this afternoon in a classroom with him, and it changed my life. And then I made this little sculpture for him, and he seemed grateful. And that was it. And the interviewer thought it was very charming. About 2 weeks after that, I received a letter from Amichai's widow. And she said, "We always wondered who it was that sent that snow globe to him, or that gave that snow globe to him." And she talked about how when Amichai would come home from a trip, he would make a big show of unpacking his suitcase in front of the kids, because he always had presents for them. And he was giving, you know, the presents to this kid, the presents to that kid, and then one of them saw the snow globe and liked it so much that he took it to his room. And when this child became an adult and moved into his own house and ultimately had his own family, he took the snow globe with him. And that's where it now resides. And Hannah Amichai, Amichai's widow, said, "I'm so glad to know where that came from. And next time you're in Israel, why don't you come to our house and say hello?" Which I did. I went to Israel the following year and spent the most wonderful afternoon in the house that she and Yehuda Amichai shared for the bulk of their marriage, and she showed me his study where he did his writing. And it was really magical. You know, if someone had told me when I was in that classroom about a decade earlier that I would end up in his study after he'd passed away, having a conversation with his widow about this sort of spectral connection between us, I never would have believed it. And through all of this, through these various back and forths and meanderings, it was always his writing that sustained me as a young person becoming an adult, and sustained me as someone who wanted to be and ultimately became a writer. I should say the capstone of the story was my second son was born a year ago when we named him Sai Amichai IV, after Yehuda Amichai. And when we sent out the birth notice, it was simply a picture of my son with this poem, If This Be a Man, by Yehuda Amichai. But I would suggest that you just start with one of the books of his collected poems or selected poems. They're very, very good, and they include, you know, a good sampling of all of his work.
American writer Jonathan Safran Foer on his relationship with the writings and life of Israeli poet Yehuda Amichai for our Off the Shelf segment. Jonathan's latest novel is Eating Animals, and it's a Penguin book. And that's it for the book show today and for the week. Thanks go to the producers of the program, Rhiannon Brown, Sarah Lestrange, Deborah McCoy, Kate Piercy, and technical producer Tim Simons. Next week, Plato's Republic, Hobbes' Leviathan, and Marx's Communist Manifesto are universally acknowledged classics of Western political thought. But how strong are the core arguments on which they base their visions of the good society that they want to bring into being? Gary Runciman, author of Great Books, Bad Arguments, joins us. And we catch up with Robert Silvers, editor of the New York Review of Books, and very much more. Remember, you can hear this program tonight again at 8 p.m. or just go to the website, abc.net.au/rn/bookshow. You can download the program and sign up for the podcast. And you can find today's guest and book details there too. That's it for the book show. I'm Ramona Koval on ABC Radio National. Coming up, First Person.